The Hidden No, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition for August 15th, 2012. Writing roundup at first, nothing. Maybe a paragraph today. I started sitting down to write today at lunch and had a coworker come and talk to me the entire time. Luckily not about work stuff, but regardless, it still kind of kept me from focusing on the writing. It's not a bad thing. I don't mind being social once in a while, but I do know that it's a sacrifice of my writing time when I spend doing more social work. And this evening, I'm pretty much exhausted, so I don't want to do any writing. In fact, as soon as I ship this off, I'm heading right to bed. So, what am I thinking about today? Today, I'm thinking about heart surgery. My heart surgery, actually. About 5 years ago, in 2007, that would be 5 years ago, 5 years ago and roughly a month, I had, well, not really heart surgery so much as open chest surgery. I have a condition called Marfan syndrome. It's, to sum it up simply, it's a weakness of connective tissue. It's, you know, ligaments, the parts that hold your lens in place in your eye, your retina, all those different parts of you that are just kind of stretchy and flexy and all that. Well, mine are chemically weaker. It's like I'm a pathetic Mr. Fantastic kind of thing, because I can stretch and be tall, but I can't really have that much flexibility. So I was thinking about the fact Boing Boing linked to a an interesting blog post where a girl, or a woman rather, linked pictures of her surgery. And we're talking graphic. That is her heart. Oh, wow. Pictures of her surgery. And it got me thinking about mine. When I was explaining the blog post to a friend of mine, they got kind of freaked out. They're like, well, why would anybody want to see that? And I guess being someone who's had heart surgery, it's, and being a nerd, kind of puts a different light on things. My wife kind of, you know, was freaked out when I said it, but I personally would have loved to have watched a video of my surgery. Because I know how it ends. It ends on a happy ending. And, I don't know, the human body, especially my human body, fascinates me. You know, you don't normally get a chance to see a thing like that, to see what you look like, how things work, how, you know, how we're put together, and regardless if you believe in evolution or spiritualism or whatever you believe in, the human machine is a beautiful thing, and watching the wonders of how it works is amazing. And knowing that we have the science nowadays to open somebody up and expose them and be able to fix them and put them back together like Humpty Dumpty. You know, it's a fascinating thing. And thinking about mine is, you know, that was a life-changing moment. You know, that was a condition that surgery was the surgery that took my mom 19 years before I had it. So it's just, it's amazing knowing that the risk has gone down so far in the 2 decades between the 2 surgeries, and how much people can share that and be a part of that. Okay, this is kind of going off on a tangent. I think I might talk about this some more later. I definitely will in the next 2 weeks, you'll see. I'm going to leave off with one little note. In the nursery rhyme for Humpty Dumpty, never once does the nursery rhyme refer to him as an egg. Think about it. Talk to y'all later. See you tomorrow.